The following event is a presentation of WestWisconsinSports.com.
Welcome to tonight's West Wisconsin Sports broadcast of the Bloomer Lady Hawks against the Schtick Bulldogs. This is girls basketball at its finest as the undefeated Bulldogs can take charge of the Hutter North. With a win tonight, Bloomer has one conference loss to Cumberland in a major upset and needs this win to reestablish themselves as the preseason favorite in the heart of the North. Schtick is undefeated. Bloomer has two losses, one in the conference, and they need to get back on track. They won a very tough ball game last week against Barron, as Barron displayed a tremendous defensive effort in losing a close 45-40 game. But Bloomer has not been shooting the ball well. They have been in a slump from the outside. The Cumberland game, they went 15-81, and Coach Lon Wilson knows he cannot afford to go through any more slumps like this if he is going to contend for the Heart of the North title. Tonight, we have a big matchup inside. Bloomer has not faced a team that has similar height, and tonight they do. Schtick will start with Ellie Bailey, a 5'10 senior. Nicole Christensen, a 5'10 junior. Jessica Solem, a 5'4 junior. Michael Sanders at 5'9, a senior. And 6'1, Allison Madison, also a senior. Bloomer counters with Crystal Parr at 5'6, a senior. Amber Homey, the only junior in the lineup, a 5'8 junior. Megan Sibbers, 5'5 senior. Sam Meyer at 6 feet, a senior. And Jordan Olson, a 5'11 senior. This game is huge, as whoever comes away with this win tonight has big momentum going into January. There's a tap. Bloomer comes up with it. Meyer gets it over to number 31. Meyer back inside the lane. She misses the jump shot. Tipped out by Meyer. Crystal Parr from long range. And she hits the first points of the game with a 22-footer. 3-0, Bloomer. Nice offensive effort that time by Bloomer as they hustled on the rebound. Were able to kick it out to Parr for the shot. Schtick breaks the press. They answer back down with number 51, Madison, with the inside jump shot. That sends a note right there to Bloomer that they're going to have trouble matching up. Bloomer works it around. A long shot by Parr. Homey digs it out of there. Up and, oh, off again. The ball is, oh, we get a foul. It's going to be Amber Homey trying to get after that rebound off of her short shot miss. She's going to pick up the first foul of the game. 3-2, Bloomer. 7:13 on the clock. Schtick bringing the ball up against Bloomer's man-to-man press. They will show a 2-2-1 at some point in the game, but this is strictly to make Schtick work and handle the ball. Number 24 off of number 24. That's Nicole Christensen, who's controlled the basketball, rolls into the backcourt, and Bloomer will come up with an over-the-back possession there. A little nerves by Christensen on the good defensive effort by Bloomer. Schtick opens up with a zone. The ball's over this time inside Olson with a running hook shot up and in. Nice entry pass by Homey. Bloomer goes up 5-2. Man-to-man pressure with Sibbers on Christensen. We've got a travel on Christensen. Make that Homey that came across and double-teamed with Sibbers and forced Christensen to shuffle the feet. Two turnovers back-to-back by Christensen. The 1-2-2 zone look by Schtick. Crystal Parr on the outside. They now got to know where she is. The ball tipped out of bounds. Nice defensive effort by Ellie Bailey. Bloomer taking it out of bounds. Olson passes it in. Homey has the ball. It is stripped away by number 30, Solem. She loses it to the quick hands of Homey. It is now into a four-cut, finally under control. Parr swings it around. She looks across for Sibbers. Sibbers from the three-point line. Long shot in and out, rebounded by Christensen. Look down to Bailey. Bloomer is back. Bailey is really working hard. She's a real talent. Christensen, a quick pop. Long rebound to Homie. She takes it out. Oh, backcourt reach by Christensen. It was not called. Over to Parr on the wing. Inside to Myers. Quick swing around. Up and off. Rebounded by Sanders. Christensen brings the ball up. Swings it over to Solem. Back to the top to Mattson. Back to Christensen. She's working man-to-man against Megan Sivers. Good hard look. Oh, carried the ball. Sivers jumped in front of Ellie Bailey. Forced the turnover. This is very uncharacteristic of Chautauqua as they have not taken care of the basketball. Only have a couple shots off in this game because of all the turnovers. So with this quick timeout, Coach Lee Killeran is trying to settle his team down. He knows that they can play better. They are just probably a little nervous here at the start of this game. Despite Bloomer's two losses, they know that they just do not lose in this building. So they have to play near perfect basketball to come away with a victory here. Bloomer will take it out of bounds underneath the basket in the backcourt. Jordan Olson will throw it in. Megan Sivers brings the ball up court. She passed off to Homie. Into the high post, Samantha Meyer, back to Homie over in the wing. Dribbled to the top, hand off to Parr, down to the corner. She's looking down, uses a screen by Sam Meyer. There's a drop pass inside. Meyer picks it up, swings the ball, deep cross. Oh, there's a traveling call. Sivers decided not to shoot the three and tried to drive, but shuffled her feet before she could get to the rim. So there's an unforced error by Bloomer on this possession, so the Bulldogs take over. Christensen brings the ball up floor over to Solem, into the high post to Mattson, looking for the backdoor cut to Bailey. Good defense by Homing. Back to Ellie Bailey on the wing this time. Look inside to Mattson. She's working hard, looking for that shot. Good defense by Jordan Olson. Close to a 5-second call. Nothing there. Ellie Bailey has the baseline. She's up and oh, and off. Mattson with the rebound, up and in. Good hard work that time on the boards by Mattson. Bloomer had the numbers. Mattson was the only Bulldog in there, and she took it. Ball into the corner to Sam Meyer. Knocked out of bounds by Solem. Still Bloomer's basketball. First substitution into the game this time. Number 13, Kelsey Seibel, comes in. Jordan Olson comes out as Bloomer goes smaller. They are very athletic, but they are not very big on the floor right now. Outside Samantha Meyer, the biggest player is 5'8". Ball is swung over to Bitney. Bitney drives hard inside, left-handed layup, off. Ellie Bailey comes down with the rebound, brings the ball up court herself. It is off of Bailey on the sideline. It looked like there was contact with Megan Sivers up there. She was shuffling her feet, going straight up in the air. And the officials let that contact go, and Bailey lost control of the basketball in the backcourt. Homie brings the ball up, passes to the corner to Bitney. Bitney looks, nothing there, back to the top of the key to Don, or Homie. Homie up and inside. She is going to be fouled that time. A little ragged there as the ball was loose and flying around. Homie was able to pick it up, and Amber, as she was picking the ball off the floor, flipped it up to the basket. It was fouled by number 30, Solem. That'll be Chautauqua's first foul, but this is a two-shot foul. So with the score 5-4, Amber Homie goes to the line for two. First shot is up and in. 3 points for Amber. Substitutions for Chautauqua. Into the game, number 22, Megan Erspamer. Second shot is off. Rebounded by number 44, Michael Sanders. Also into the game for Tech is Danielle Akins, 5'10 junior. Little double team pressure up high. Look inside, stolen by Seibel. She's going all the way to the hole, blocked by Ellie Bailey. What a great defensive effort by Ellie Bailey, as Seibel was so aggressive going to the basket off of that steal. She was not going to be denied. There's a give and go from Christensen to Bailey, and it is good, and we have a 6-6 score. Bloomer brings the ball up on the wing to Parr. Now into a man-to-man defense. Crystal Parr drives to the baseline, and she is stopped by Christensen with a body check, and Christensen will pick up the foul. She was still moving on that play. Of course, your Tech fans are not happy with that call, but she was moving into Crystal Parr as she was driving. That'll be the second team foul. Homie takes it inbounds. She's looking for the pass to Parr, way up on top. Over to the wing. Megan Sivers looks inside. Jordan Olson. Olson can't find anybody. Back out to Parr, top of the key. Crystal Parr dribbles over, avoids the double team. Carried the basketball. As she reversed her direction, she scooped the ball as she turned around. An unforced turnover. Chitek jumped their switch that time to stop the drive, and as Crystal changed direction, she carried the ball that time. Bailey brings the ball up floor. She has it at the top of the key. Down inside to Sanders. Sanders to the top of the key to number 22, Akins. We'll make that number 22, Erspamer. Ball is tipped. Jordan Olson can't take it out. Inside to Christensen. Little left landing hook. It bounces, and it falls. Oh, it falls off. That hung on the back of the rim for literally 4 seconds before it finally trickled off. Akins was able to come up with the rebound, and she was fouled by Kelsey Seibel, her first foul. Akins' first shot is off. Score is still 6-6 with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Mattson is back into the game for Chitek. Second shot is up and off. Nice rebound by Samantha Meyer as Sam comes back into the game. Amber Homey is out taking a breather. Up high to Crystal Parr. Off the wing. Left side to Megan Sivers. She drives to the basket. Stops, looks. Pass inside to Jordan Olson is picked off by Mattson. Olson left the lane that time and could not get the basketball. Whoa. There's a loose ball by Bailey, but Bloomer is called for traveling in the scramble on the floor. That was a sudden call. Didn't look like too much movement. Crystal Parr comes out for a breather. Back in the game is Amber Homey. Chitek has the ball underneath. Ellie Bailey to pass it in. She's looking inside to Mattson. Back to the corner to Bailey. Bailey inside to Mattson. Has a size mismatch. Up and she misses. Jordan Olson with the rebound. Megan Sivers brings the ball up court. Up to the wing. Kelsey Seibel. Sivers drives to the basket. Oh, that was a late call, but definitely a call on Mattson. Official did not call that immediately, but she definitely got her on the arm. She did not hit the ball, and that will be a two-shot foul. Matson's first foul of the game. Third team foul for Chitek. Sivers will have two free throws coming. First one up and in. 7-6 Bloomer now. Minute 24 on the clock. Second shot. Up and long. Tipped by Samantha Meyer. Rebounded by Akins. But we have a double dribble. as she looked more like it was a travel, but they got the call right. It was definitely a turnover. Bloomer will take the ball underneath the Chetek basket. Kelsey Seibel will pass it in, defended by Ellie Bailey. Seibel looks. She's going to pass it inside to Sibbers. Back out to Seibel. Seibel up with their shot. It is off. Rebounded by Jordan Olsen. Stolen by Nicole Christensen. Olsen was a little casual with that, and she did not control the basketball. The ball is brought up floor by Christensen. Down to Ellie Bailey. Back to Christensen. Spin move. Back to the top. Off for number 22, Erspammer. Back to Christensen on the top of the key. To the wing to Erspammer. Good, tough defense by Bloomer. Back to Christensen as she tries to drive with a spin. There's a foul call on Megan Sibbers. Christensen has a nice spin move, and Sibbers, who is very tough, tough physically on those man-to-man matchups, is a little undersized for those kinds of spin moves, with Christensen going 5'10", and Sibbers only standing 5'5". Into the game comes number 11, Bridget Rediger, with 47 seconds on the clock. It is 7-6 Bloomer. Chetek takes the ball out of bounds underneath, inside to Akins. There's a nice screen inside, pass inside to Akins. Or make that number 51 Matz, and then it is a good basket shot by Sam Meyer. It is off, rebounded that time by number 11, Bridget Rediger. She passes inside to Kelsey Seibel, who is fouled, number 33. Number 14, rather, Ellie Bailey picks up the foul. It's only her fourth. Fourth team foul for Chetek. 29 seconds left. 8-7 Chetek. Underneath the basket for Bloomer. Sam Meyer, jump shot. That's off. Sam goes for the ball. It is battled for. We have a foul on Chetek. Bridget Rediger went up strong for that after Sam Meyer tipped her own shot.
Are we still the same game?
That'll be the 15 foul as number 30. Solon picks up the foul. Inside to Samantha Meyer. Over to Bridget Rediger. There's a shot off. Rebounded by Homi. Over to Meyer. Meyer again. She is fouled one more time. It looks like Solom got her again. Yes, it was on a shooting foul. Shooting foul this time. Jessica Solom, however, picks up her third foul with only 16 seconds left as Coach Killeran elected to leave her in the ball game with 29 seconds left, and it did not pay off. The 16th foul on Chetek. Sam Meyer misses the first free throw. She has a second one coming. It is up and good. That ties the score. Makes it 8-8. Christensen brings the ball up against the double team. Ellie Bailey going hard to the basket. She passes over the wing, stolen by Amber Homme, who travels trying to control the steal effort out of bounds. It is going to go back to Chetek under the basket. Bloomer just gave up an easy score. Passed into Erspammer, into Ellie. Erspammer at the top of the key, looking hard. She throws the ball up and off. They were trying to get the ball back to the corner to Christensen, but good defense by Bloomer. So after a hard-fought first quarter by the top two teams in the heart of the North, the score is Bloomer 8 and Chetek 8. The scoring matchups were pretty much what we expected. Crystal Parr has a 3, but maybe Allie Madison with her two baskets inside are a little more deceiving. We expected more from Christensen. She and Bailey each have 2 points. Homie has 1. Free throw and a basket for 3. Sibbers and Sam Meyer each have a free throw. Bloomer is going to need more scoring out of Samantha Meyer if they're going to win this ball game. She's had some good looks, just has not been able to get the ball to fall. But Coach Killeran has got to be pleased. although they do have 16 fouls, and Jessica Solem is on the bench with three. And that is going to definitely hamper their depth somewhat in this first half. Megan Erspamer has come off the bench and played well as a sophomore at 5'5". So she will probably play the entire second quarter here. Chitek puts the ball in play. Ellie Bailey in the corner. Three-pointer off. Crystal Parr with the rebound on the backside. Brings the ball up the court. And she carries the ball in the backcourt. Just another unforced turnover this time. So Chitek will take control of the basketball. In this side, time to Ellie Bailey. Good defense by Amber Homie down in the corner. Inside to Mattson. Jordan Olson defense. Ball's tied up. Oh, they're going to call the foul. Amber Homie had it tied up, and it looks like Jordan Olson then is going to pick up the foul. 43, yes. So Chitek will take the ball out of bounds, being just the fourth team foul on Bloomer. Zone this time, 2-3 look by Bloomer. They pass the ball in. It comes back to Christensen, over to Ellie Bailey on the wing. She comes to the top of the key. Good switching defense in that 2-3. Down in the corner to Erspamer. She looks underneath the number 44, up and in. Oh, they fell asleep on the backside, and Michael Sanders was all alone under the basket. 10-8. Chitek takes the lead. Bloomer swings the ball. Sam Meyer has it in the corner to the top of the key. Megan Sibbers. Sibbers looks down to the middle. Amber Homie scoops it up and off to Samantha Meyer. Megan Sibbers with the rebound. She misses. Jordan Olson goes after it. She is tied up, but Bloomer had three shots inside again. Their shooting woes continue. They have been in a slump for three games now. And this being the fourth game, they just are having a terrible time making short shots. Amber Homie partially blocked. Jordan Olson with the rebound. On the block, number 24, Christensen with the body. She got the ball up on top, but she was on Jordan Olson's back. Christensen will pick up her second foul. Two shots for Jordan Olson. The Chitek fans certainly are wild about that, but what looks clean up top was good. The contact was down below as she hit Olson with her hip. Olson makes the first free throw. That makes the score 10-9. Second free throw up and good. Jordan Olson ties up the game, 10-10. Man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. Double team where they get a look. There's the ball up court by Ellie Bailey. She swings the ball into the corner to Akins. Tipped out of bounds by Bloomer. Jordan Olson got a hand of that inside pass. Knocked it out of bounds. Chitek gets another inside play. They are looking at a 2-3 zone against Bloomer here. Bloomer went man-to-man once, and they gave up an easy basket. So they've been in that zone since. Akins to Mattson, all the way swung around to Ellie Bailey. Bailey is going to throw the ball inside to Akins. It is tipped out of bounds by Jordan Olson. Good hustle by Olson. They are relying on Ellie Bailey to take care of the basketball and create the offense here with Christensen having two fouls and Solem on the bench with three. Mattson at the high post, down low to Akins. Back to Mattson on the wing. Ellie Bailey, top of the key. She's going to spin dribble. Jump shot from the lane. It's off. Rebounded by Jordan Olson. Off to Megan Sibbers. Sibbers pushes the ball up the court. Nobody open. She brings it out. Back to Parr, top of the key. 1-4 look for Bloomer on offense. Homie drives the lane. Kicks it out to Sibbers. Sibbers patiently passes to the wing. Sam Meyer, back top the key from Homie. Three-point attempt dug out by Sibbers. Oh, she is knocked down by Ellie Bailey with no call. That's a makeup call. There's another reach by Akins. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Shatek. Well, I think maybe some of the yelling has gotten to the officials. They tried to ignore the contact and knocked over Sivers. And there's going to be some contact, that's for sure, but when the player gets knocked down, I think you got to call that one. So we have a timeout. Boomer with the ball going to be in the Shatek side court. The score is 10-10 with 5:39 to go in the second period. Boomer has very balanced scoring. Crystal Parr only a game with 3 points on the 22-footer, but she has been silent since. Amber Holme with three. Jordan Olson with a couple free throws. Sibbers and Meyer with a free throw apiece. On the Shatek side, we have Matson with 4 points and no other players with more than two as Akins jumped into the scoring column for Shatek's only basket in this period. Bloomer will be in the bonus from now on as Shatek has accumulated 17 fouls. Parr throws it into Olson. Olson into the to Holme. They are in a 2-3 zone again. Shatek will match up with the zone. Pass it down low to Holme. Back out to Parr on the wing. They are paying very close attention to Crystal Parr. Up to Jordan. Olson inside the high post to Meyer. Amber Holme, long shot outside. Rebounded. Rebounded. We got a jump ball call or a foul. If it's a foul, it'll be on Ellie Bailey as Jordan Olson had inside position on that rebound attempt. And they are going to go with the foul call on Ellie Bailey. The outside official had the contact. The inside official just had the jump ball call. And the outside official will take precedence with the foul. That'll be two on Ellie Bailey. Shatek is getting into deep foul trouble with their guards. Jordan Olson will be on the line with 1-1. No good. Akins with the rebound. Ellie Bailey will bring the ball up. Pounded by Amber Holme. Good defense. Ball is off. Foul this time. It's going to be Amber Holme. Holme will be picking up her second. Christensen will come in the game. She has two fouls. She has to be very careful with 5 minutes and 4 seconds on the clock. Bailey will sit out as Coach Killern is trying to space his team's fouls here. I'm sure that's why he went back into the zone, but Jordan Olson had that inside position on that last rebound attempt. Christensen, long three. She hits it. Megan Sibbers backed off, gave her a little bit of room, and Christensen took it and put it in. Oh, a bad pass by Holme. It is tipped away to Erstmaber. Oh, Christensen traveled. She did a catch and jump before she dribbled, but her three-pointer has put Shatek ahead, 13-10. 5 points now for Christensen. Sivers brings the ball up the court. 1-2-2 zone by Shatek. They swing the ball over to Sam Myers. Sam down to the baseline. Across, looking for Crystal Parr. Swinging around to Sivers. Inside to Samantha Meyer. Up and off again. The ball is on the floor. They're digging it out of there. It's somehow picked out of there by Jordan Olson. Up and in. What a scramble. Olson found it. And 2 points for Bloomer. Shatek breaks the press. Intense pressure in the backcourt. Christensen, the weight of this game offensively is on her shoulders now. And she looks inside to Matson on the elbow. Back to number 44. Sanders, Erstmaber, guarded tightly by Crystal Parr. Erstmaber going to the hole. We've got a foul. Crystal reached in for the deal. Erzfamer turned and took it to the hole. Foul on number 23, Crystal Parra, as she tried to recover and had a reach in. That'll be her first. 16 foul on Bloomer. 13-12, Chautauqua, 3:43 in the second period. Ball is kicked out. Long to Sanders, into Erzfamer, back to Christensen, top of the key. Over to the wing to Erzfamer. She kicks it out to Madsen, over to Sanders on the wing. Back out top to Akins. Akins to Christensen at top of the key. Long three-pointer off the backboard and in. Back-to-back threes by Nicole Christensen. That was not pretty, but it was worth three. And Chautauqua now is ahead 16-12. Crystal Parr answers with her own three-pointer. 16-15, Bloomer. Stolen by Megan Sibbers. Erzfamer didn't see Sibbers coming. She picked it off. Passes up the floor to Crystal Parr. Swung over to Sibbers, top of the key. Sibbers takes her time, finds Parr on the far wing. Inside to Jordan Olson, to Kelsey Seibel, to Sam Myers on the corner. She misses it. Jordan Olson with the rebound out to Crystal Parr. Long three tipped. Kelsey Seibel had it blocked. And the foul is going to be on Kelsey Seibel. That'll be her second. Seibel had a tenacious rebound, but the ball was tipped inside by Matson. It'll be a 1-1. Ellie Bailey comes into the game this time. Akins comes out, so Christensen and Bailey are in the game at the same time. With 2:31 on the clock, it'll be key for them to stay away from that third foul. 16-15, Chautauqua leads a very, very well-played defensive first half. The ball is up and good by Matson. She has 6 points. Christensen has 8 to lead the scoring. Matson, second throw, up and off. Rebounded by Amber Homey. 17-15, Chautauqua. Homey brings the ball up, off the wing to Parr. Skip pass, stolen by Christensen. Poor decision by Crystal Parr. We have some scattered play. Erzfamer takes it to the hole, and she is fouled. Chautauqua's a little out of control, but they forced the action and got the foul as Bloomer picked up the third foul. Oh, Amber Homey picked up her third foul. That is not good. Bloomer only goes 7 deep. So now Bloomer has a girl in foul trouble as well. Erzfamer will go to the line to shoot 2. First one, up and good. 18-15. 2:15 on the clock. Erzfamer's first point of the first half. Second shot. Up and also good. 19-15. Chautauqua is out to a 4-point lead. Ball's up the court. Megan Sibbers. Inside to number 11, Bridget Rediger. Off to Seibel. Inside to Sibbers. Back out to Sam Meyer. To Jordan Olson. Way on top. Rediger over to Sibbers. Down on the corner to Samantha Meyer. Out to Jordan Olson. Man-to-man defense. Long shot by Sibbers. In and out again. Rebounded by Sanders. Tip that time. Over to Kelsey Seibel on the steal by Sam Meyer, and Seibel steals the ball and gets the pass from Sam Myers, and 2 points for Bloomer as they cut the lead to 19-17. Nice job by Sam Meyer to stay with that ball. Inside to Matson. She is hounded. Over to number 44, Sanders. Ellie Bailey out on the wing. There's a shot long. Rebounded by Nicole. Christensen stolen by Sibbers. Kelsey Seibel up. There's a long pass to Bridget Rediger, and she is fouled hard. Whoa, that was a dangerous foul, and they call a flagrant foul. A flagrant foul has been called. That'll be a two-shot foul and possession. They called that because of the potential for injury on that play. It doesn't matter if its intent was not to hurt a player, but if it's potentially a play that could injure a player, it is going to be a flagrant foul. Bridget Redinger misses the first free throw attempt. That foul is on Megan Erspamer. That's her first. Second shot is in. So the score is now 19-18 as Bridget Redinger gets on the board with a free throw. She comes out of the game. Crystal Parr comes back in. Bloomer will take the ball out of bounds under the basket. 19-18 with 1:07 left in the second period. Seibel inside to Jordan Olson. Up and off. Rebounded by Sam Myers. Sibbers with a long three-pointer on the kickout. Off again. Myers and Sibbers cannot buy a basket tonight. Bailey brings the ball up the floor. Inside to number 51, Mattson. She's defended nicely by Jordan Olson. Pass over to Erspamer into Sanders. Sanders looking for someone. Back outside high to Christensen. It looks like they might take one. Oh, that was close to being a forearm by Christensen. There's a steal by Kelsey Seibel. Crystal Parr brings the ball up the floor. Now Bloomer will go for one shot, trailing by one with 19 seconds and counting. 15 seconds, Sam Meyer on the wing. Back to Jordan Olson, top of the key. Over to Crystal Parr. We have a blocking foul on Megan Sibbers inside with 11 seconds. That's an offensive foul, and that will not be a shooting foul. That's a new high school rule. So with 11 seconds, Chetek takes the ball into the backcourt. Ellie Bailey off to Christensen, top of the key, over to Mattson, shot and off, rebounded by number 44, tip, oh, he's got a foul with 1.2. Bloomer just did not get back to rebound as Sanders passed it into, or make that Mattson into Sanders. Sanders missed the three-footer. But Mattson followed up with the rebound, and she was fouled by number 43, Olson, who picked up her second foul with only 1.2 seconds on the clock. The first free throw is missed by Mattson. Olson will come out of the game with 1.2. Boomer will not be able to get a shot off here if they rebound, but they need to get the rebound because Chetek can score still. There's a line drive tipped away. The ball comes loose, and there's the end of the half with Chetek in the lead, 19-18. I'm sure that Coach Wilson will look at this first half and try to find some answers for the shooting, as Bloomer has repeatedly had multiple shots, some wide-open three-point looks, inside shots from around 5 feet that just will not drop by numerous players. It's got to be very frustrating, as Bloomer still has not come out of this shooting slump that they've been in for almost three weeks now. So with the halftime 19-18, Crystal Parr has got 2 3-point baskets to lead the scoring for Bloomer, and Nicole Christensen has 8 points, and Allison Madison has 6 as well. The story early in the game was Chetek getting into foul trouble with Jessica Solem picking up 3 and Christensen and Bailey each having 2, but they were able to survive that second half of the second quarter without picking up the third foul, and that is huge for Coach Killeran, as those two players are in control of Chetek's offense. And when only one of them is in the game, their offense slows down considerably. But when both of the players, Bailey and Christensen, are in the game, the offense is a threat at all times. And for Bloomer, Kelsey Seibel has played very well off the bench, giving them a burst of energy with some excellent rebounding and defensive play. Amber Holmey is sitting with three fouls. That could be a factor as Bloomer only goes seven deep. But Bloomer has just not been able to hit the shots. Sivers has been cold, as well as Sam Meyer. Sam and Megan each have only one free throw. Jordan Olson has 4 points, but again, she has had some good inside looks at as well that just have not fallen. So we are going to take a short break here. We will be back with the second half. With the score 19-18, Chautauqua holding a one-point lead at halftime. Come back to the second half in Bloomer as the Bloomer Lady Hawks are trailing the Chautauqua Bulldogs 19-18 after two quarters of play. The undefeated Chautauqua Bulldogs are everything they have been advertised as. They have outstanding team balance, good size, good perimeter play with their guards, and Bloomer has just not been able to shoot well enough to take advantage of their opportunities. They have out-rebounded Chautauqua 21-14, dominating the boards in the first half, but they have had very few putbacks for baskets. They have created a few foul opportunities and gotten to the line for some free throws. But again, they are not shooting very well in this game again. Perhaps it'll be a different story in the second half. A few of those open looks, if they had fallen, would have given Bloomer a nice cushion going into halftime. But Chautauqua has held fast in their play as they are a very good team, and Bloomer must play nearly flawless basketball in this second half to pull out a victory. I'm sure that Chautauqua is happy to have that one-point lead as they have been slightly outplayed, but they do have a foul problem brewing with Christensen and Bailey having two, Solem having three. Any quick fouls in this third quarter on Bailey or Christensen could really affect Chautauqua's offense for the remaining part of this game. On the Bloomer side, Amber Holmey has three fouls. Jordan Olson has a couple. Kelsey Seibel has a couple. But the big rebounder, Samantha Meyer, has no fouls. And the three guards, or the two other guards, Parr and Sivers, are doing fine as in the foul department. Christensen with a look on about a 25-footer, guarded closely by Sivers, but she decided not to shoot that inside to Matson. Matson controlled it, blocked that time by Jordan Olson. Matson comes out with it. Ellie Bailey up and off. The ball is tipped out of bounds by Chautauqua. Nice inside pass by Matson, as Allison found Ellie Bailey in the middle of the lane, but Ellie could not convert, and the ball goes out of bounds, brought up floor by Megan Sivers, off the wing to Amber Holmey to the top of the key. Crystal Parr dribbles left, inside to Samantha Meyer, over to Jordan Olson, little jump shot off, rebounded by Holmey, as she has battled. Crystal Parr, top of the key for three, and it is good! The third three-pointer for Crystal Parr. She is converted on the three good looks she has had. Oh, Amber Holmey is going to get a blocking foul. That is number four. The defense has got to help her out, and that is a big blow immediately for Bloomer as Kelsey Seibel, who has played well, comes into the game, and Amber Holmey has to come out. Amber picked up the rebound that led to Crystal Parr's three-pointer, and Bloomer's 21-19 lead now, but she's going out of the game. The ball's inbounded to Solem. Solem crossover down to Sanders. Sanders holding the ball over to Ellie Bailey. Bailey guarded by Seibel. Tenacious rebound, or a defender. The ball is blocked. Inside, the ball is blocked by Jordan Olson on a backdoor cut as Solem beat part of the basket. Jordan Olson did her job, covered the inside shot, blocked it out of bounds. Chautauqua will take it out. Christensen looking for the pass in. She throws it in, this time deep to Ellie Bailey. Top of the key. There's a screen. Bailey gets to the baseline. Shot no good. Rebounded again by Bloomer. Kelsey Seibel pulls it out of there. Up floor to Megan Sivers. Sivers inside to Samantha Meyer. Back out for a three by Kelsey Seibel. That is off. Rebounded by Solem. Back up the floor. Long pass to Ellie Bailey. It is tipped. Nice hustle by Jordan Olson as she got back there to tip the ball out of bounds. So Shatek will take it under the basket. Bloomer is in that 2-3 zone look. Kicked out this time to Christensen. She spins into the lane, running one-hander. It rolls in. Nice athletic move by Christensen. 21-21 as Shatek ties up this game. Back on top to Sivers. Over to Seibel. Top of the key to Sivers. She looks at the three, hesitates. She hands off to Samantha Meyer. Jordan Olson, top of the key. Off to the wing to Megan Sivers. Sivers dribbles to the top. Over to Crystal Parr. Crystal Parr makes a move to the basket. Ball swung all the way over to Seibel into Samantha Meyer. She misses a jumper. The ball is dug out of there by Nicole Christensen. Don't make that Solem. Ball up forward to Bailey. Bailey leads a fast break pass. Tipped and recovered by Bloomer. Crystal Parr has the ball. She finds Jordan Olson on the wing. Olson with a wild shot. Rebounded by Bailey. That ball wasn't within 5 feet of the basket. Matson looks inside to Bailey. Oh, it is tipped out of bounds by Kelsey Seibel as she saved the layup as Ellie Bailey was heading two points. One more time, a Shatek inbound pass underneath the Bloomer basket. 2-3 look. There's the pass into Matson, back to Bailey in the corner. Hounded by Seibel. Seibel is a terrific defender. Back to Bailey. Into Seibel. Matson with the shot. Rebound off Jordan Olson. Don't make that Sam Meyer with a sky to get that ball. Brought up by Megan Sivers. Over to Crystal Parr. To Sam Meyer. Ball is swung over to Sivers. Top of the key to Parr. To Seibel. Over to the corner. Samantha Meyer. Back to Crystal Parr. Oh, she had a thought for a shot. And she takes it. 2 points. 1 foot on the line. She got Solem to leave her feet. And she dribbled left. Popped it for 2 points and a 23-21 lead. Christensen dumps it inside to Solem. We've got a foul. Nice pass by Nicole Christensen at her 5'10 height. She has a nice ability to look inside from the top of the key or the free throw line and find open cutters. The ball is going to be under the Bloomer basket. That foul, though, is going to be on Jordan Olson. That's her third. So Bloomer now has Olson with three and Amber Homey with four fouls. Redeker comes into the game for Olson. Playing man-to-man, long pass outside. Christensen baseline, has the move. Oh, she misses the shot, gets the rebound, misses the rebound. What a hard athletic play by Christensen. He drove the baseline, missed the shot, but followed up with a rebound and was fouled. Number 23, Crystal Parr, will pick up her second foul. Two shots for Christensen. 23-21 Bloomer. First shot is up and good. 23-22 for Christensen. That is her 11th point. One more shot coming. Christensen's shot is up and good again. 23-all as Shatek has tied the game up with 4 minutes to go in the second period, or make that the third period. Ball is swung down to Crystal Parr off the left wing, looking for Sam Myers inside. Sam with the running hook, and it is off again. Sam cannot buy a basket. Ball is long passed down floor, tipped off the fingers of Ellie Bailey. She's not complaining. No complaint from Bailey, as some of the crowd thought maybe Bloomer had tipped it off, but Bloomer will get control, bring it up the floor. Megan Sivers Now handling the ball up the middle of the floor. Seibel over to Crystal Parr, top of the key. Crystal Parr dribbles to the left wing. Skip pass across to Seibel. Inside, Bridget Redeker back outside. Long shot is missed. Sivers with the rebound. Shot by Parr. It is off. The ball is tipped and battled for. Bridget Redeker is tied up with Inkins. And the ball will be Bloomers underneath the basket. Bloomers getting some good looks, just not getting that ball to drop. Here's the inbounds pass to Parr. 5 seconds, Parr. Good defense. As Bloomer was a little late breaking to the ball, and they could not get open in time for Parr to get them the basketball. Associate Tech takes over. Christensen brings the ball up the floor, trailed by Sivers. Rebounded off the missed layup by Sam Meyer. There's going to be a foul on Shad Tech as Sivers went coast to coast, but was fouled by Sanders before she could get the shot off. Bloomer has the ball underneath. They just lost it on a, they're going to call that a two-shot foul. That was curious. So Megan Sivers will go to the line for two shots. First one is good. So Bloomer goes ahead, 24-23. Samantha Meyer comes out for a rest. Second shot for Megan Sivers. She has 2 points now. That is off. Long rebound dug out of there by Seibel. She is pivoting like crazy in the corner, and it is intercepted by Bailey. Jordan Olson ties her up, but Shad Tech has possession of the basketball. 24-23. Bloomer has the lead with 3 minutes into the third quarter, left in the third quarter. Christensen doing the workhorse load of bringing the ball up the floor. She's just doing a great job. Stolen by Crystal Parr that time. She did not see, or Christensen did not see Parr coming over as she tried that spin move again, and Parr picked her clean. Oh, a long pass by Jordan Olson cross court goes out of bounds. Bloomer is making uncharacteristic, unforced errors here. Well, make that a forced error. But nonetheless, they are making mistakes that they have not been making in previous games. Stolen again by Sivers as the ball was entered inside. Pass to Olson, back to Parr, over to Seibel. Seibel goes to the basket. There's the layup, up and in. What a determined play by Kelsey Seibel. And she was going to weave her way through the Shad Tech defense for the basket. And Bloomer has a 26-23 lead. Shad Tech will take a timeout as Coach Killerin wants to settle his team down as they have come down and thrown the ball away a couple possessions in a row here. And they are not getting enough shots at the basket to offset Bloomer's rugged defensive efforts on the boards. Nicole Christensen is just carrying the flow of the game for Shad Tech. She has 12 points. She has 2 fouls, has not picked up that third foul, neither has Ellie Bailey. Solom has played into the third quarter with 3. But Christensen is just trying to penetrate every time she gets her chance at the top of the key, trying to take the 5-5 Megan Sivers as deep as she can into the lane and looking either to get the shot or the pass off. But Bloomer is quick. And they are raising some havoc with the girls bringing up the basketball. Erspamer hands off to Nicole Christensen. She finds a backdoor cut by Ellie Bailey. 2 points for Shad Tech. Beautiful pass by Christensen. As Bloomer girls turn their head for a second, and Bailey took it for two. Back to a 1-2-2 zone defense. Christensen with an easy called foul in the wide open floor as she hammered Jordan Olson for her third foul. Coach Killeran can't believe that Nicole would commit that foul at this point of the floor. So Bloomer puts the ball back in play, ahead 26-25. Jordan Olson swings the ball back out to Megan Sivers for three. Short, rebounded by Bailey. Sivers comes up the floor, defending Bailey. Back off to Akins. Akins in to Christensen. Christensen comes off the screen. Kicks it out to Sanders, into the corner to Bailey. Bailey stands with the ball held high. She goes to work, attacked that time by Sivers. Christensen's going to the basket with a running left-hander, and it is a beautiful two-point effort, and Chitek takes the lead. They cannot afford to leave Christensen for the opportunities to double-team. That is just making them pay for those mistakes. Bloomer goes inside to Jordan Olson with a left-hander off the lane, off the backboard, and good. With Sam Meyer out of the game, Olson is the inside presence. Christensen brings the ball up for inside to Bailey. Hammered by Jordan Olson. Olson turned her head. Bailey did that same back door cut that she did for a basket a moment ago. And she is fouled by Olson. Olson will pick up her fourth foul with only 45 seconds to go in the third period. Sam Meyer will come in as Ellie Bailey shoots two. Bailey up and in. Her fifth point. 28-28. Score is all knotted up with 45 seconds left to go. One more shot coming for Bailey. Bailey and Christensen are just marvelous players. Up and in. And it's just been that 1-2 punch that is leading Chitek at the moment. Bloomer looks at that 1-2-2 zone. They swing the ball around the top. Parr to Sivers. Back on the wing. Back across to Sivers. Into Courtney Mickle on the wing now. Into the game for the first time. Swung across the top. Erspamer went after the ball. Parr got it. Back up into that time. Jordan Olson outside. Kelsey Seibel inside pass to Sam Meyer. She dropped the ball. Picked out of there. Erspamer comes up for Hart, 8 seconds. Stolen. Oh, knocked away. Oh, what a turn of events. It is up and off. 0.5 seconds will give Chitek the ball. Sivers stole the ball. Sam Meyer kicked it away from her accidentally, went right to Sanders. Sanders blew the layup, and the ball was knocked out of bounds with 0.5 on the clock. There's the inbounds pass. And it is stolen by Seibel. But what a ending to this quarter as Chitek has come back after falling behind 26-23 to come back for a 29-28 lead at the end of three quarters of play. It is a one-point lead just like it was at halftime. The difference now is Olson and Homey are sitting or coming into this fourth quarter with four fouls as Homey sat out the entire third quarter after picking up a foul only a minute into the third. And Jordan Olson picked up her fourth foul with only 45 seconds left into the end of the third quarter. But Kelsey Seibel, give Kelsey Seibel credit. She has come in and played just a dynamically aggressive game both offensively and defensively. She only has 4 points, but she has created several opportunities with her defense for the Blackhawks. Bridget Redeker has come off the bench for a point, giving them some solid play there as well. But it is the Bloomer experienced starters who have to make the difference in this fourth quarter. Amber Homey brings the ball up over to Sivers on the wing to Crystal Parr. They're in a man-to-man now. Sivers off to Parr. Parr inside. Long shot on the pass outside to Parr. Sam Meyer found Crystal Parr for three. That is Crystal's fourth three-pointer of the game. Nicole Christensen out to Akins. Over to Bailey. Back outside to Christensen with about a 25-footer off the board, rebounded by Sam Meyer. That ball was just way out of her range. Oh, that is a hard foul by Christensen. What was she thinking? She went for the steal and made big-time contact with Parr, and that is going to be the fourth foul on Christensen. What a blow to Chautauqua's offense to have her go to the bench with 7:15 of the fourth quarter. Oh, can't take that one back. I know she wishes she could. Ball's inbounded to Seibel. Seibel over to Sam Myers. High on the wing. Back to the top of the key. Sivers over to Homie. Man-to-man. Inside to Sam Meyer. Looking down inside. She shoots and knocks it down. Sam Meyer with her first two-pointer of the game. Couldn't come at a better time. The score is now 33-29 Bloomers. They have come out with the first 5 points. And Sam Meyer's got to be relieved as she finally has gotten a basket after having numerous in-and-out shots all night long. Chautauqua is forced to take their third time out of the game. They are trying to regroup with Christensen out of the game. Ellie Bailey will now be asked to carry the load once again. She only has two fouls. She has not picked up that third, so she can play aggressively. Solem has not picked up her fourth, so she is good to go as well. The inside presence of Mattson and Sanders are in no foul difficulty at all. So we are looking at Ellie Bailey carrying Chautauqua for Bloomer. Crystal Parr has 4 3-pointers. That has been an amazing effort by Crystal. She has 12 points on those threes. Another basket, 14, as she leads Bloomer in scoring. She has just worked so hard to find those open shots. Chautauqua puts the ball into play. Ellie Bailey takes it up court, just as we thought. Erspamer clears out the backcourt. Bloomer will double team. They get it up to Erspamer. Back across the lane. The ball is... Nope, not stolen. The ball was picked off by Homie as she is in with her fourth foul, but the foul was called before that on number 33, Megan Sivers. Homie had a nice steal, but Sivers will pick up her third foul, the fifth team foul on Bloomer. Bailey will bring it inbounds. Into Mattson, over to Sanders, into the corner to Ellie Bailey. She goes hard to the rim, short on the shot. Rebounded by Sanders, tipped away by Sivers, tipped out of there again by Parr. But Chautauqua will control the ball as it goes out of bounds. Bloomer is just tenacious in there. As they get their hands on so many basketballs in the lane, they hardly ever give up a clean shot inside. Inbounds to Bailey. Bailey top of the key. She's guarded tightly by Seibel. Over to Sanders. Inside left to Erspamer. Blocked that time by Samantha Meyer. The ball is knocked loose from Crystal Parr. Picked up by Ellie Bailey. Bailey's going to spin move. Bloomer is on to that. They stop that. Inside to Mattson. Mattson with an up-and-under move on Sam Meyer, and she gets it to drop. That is the eighth point for Mattson. 33-31, Chautauqua is behind by two now. Bloomer throws the ball in the lane to Sam Meyer. Meyer is short off the rim. The ball is knocked into the corner. Chautauqua tries to save it, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Bloomer's ball. Sam was hit with the body on that play and knocked off the ball. Thrown in long to Amber Homie, but there was no foul. It was a good no call. Over to Seibel, inside to Homie, into the lane to Sam Meyer. Look to Seibel, off to Sivers. Sivers goes in the lane, jumper. It is off, rebounded by Meyer down low, up and in. That's what Bloomer is looking for from Sam Meyer. Inside rebounding. Ellie Bailey brings the ball up. Started tightly by Kelsey Seibel. Seibel. Ellie Bailey goes all the way around the corner off the screen, and Sam Meyer is going to pick up the foul as Ellie Bailey just took that ball all the way around the top of the key. Got a pick from Sanders, and on the switch by Bloomer, Samantha Meyer picked up the foul. Two-shot foul. Ball is up and off. That is the first foul on Sam Meyer. Sam's going to come out for a breather. Jordan Olson with four fouls is coming in. Sam has had a bit of an injury problem with tendonitis in her knee, and she has got to get a little bit of rest here. Second shot coming for Bailey as Boomer is up 35-31. 5 minutes left. Ball is off again. Jordan Olson with the rebound. Over to Crystal Parr as Bloomer brings it up with a four-point lead. 5 minutes in the game. And counting. Amber Homing swings it over to Sibbers. Knocked away as she tried to enter it into Olson. Timeout Bloomer. Sibbers recovered in time, though. Nice defensive effort. They're trying to get the ball down low with Chautauqua extending their man-to-man defense all the way out past the three-point line. They're able to isolate their size inside, but they've done a good job defending Samantha Meyer inside. Olson has a couple of baskets inside as well, but Bloomer has not done much damage down in the paint. With 4:51 on the clock, Bloomer has the ball and a 35-31 lead. Chautauqua will be in the bonus for the rest of the fourth quarter. They have only picked up three team fouls to Bloomer's six. Chautauqua has three timeouts left, and Bloomer has three timeouts, and Chautauqua has two. Bloomer will put the ball into play. Amber Homey has the ball at top of the key, swings around to the left. Megan Sibbers, guarded by Solem. She separates, and she drops the ball in front of Solem. Solem grabs it. She's tied up by Sibbers. Just a simple mistake by Sibbers as she lost concentration for a second, and Solem took advantage. Homey is out of the game with her fourth foul. We'll give her a breather. Bridget Rediger in the game. 35-31, Bloomer on top, 4:30 in county. Inside to Ellie Bailey, Erspamer, pushed by Jordan Olson. The ball is good. Olson put both hands on her hip as she went to the basket. She forced that ball up, it rolled around, dropped in. It is now 35-33. Not only did she get the 2 points, but it is number five. Sam Meyer will come in as Jordan Olson came in for about 30 seconds before she picked up her fifth foul. But more important, Erspamer was able to get that ball to drop for her first basket of the game. With the free throw on the way, it is good. And 35-34 should check those 3 points. They're huge as Bloomer now has a one-point lead. Crystal Parr dribbles around. Inside goes to Rediger. Sweeps outside to Seibel. Back inside to Sam Meyer. Up and off. Meyer cannot buy that short shot. Matson with the rebound for Chautauqua. Solem brings the ball up. Guarded by Parr. Solem off Erspamer. Sibbers guarding her. Tightly. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Sibbers, but just a wild scramble. Sibbers got her hand on the basketball two separate times. She has extremely quick hands. Chautauqua will put it in play. Christensen is back in the game with 3:52 on the clock for Chautauqua. Christensen takes the ball inbounds, guarded by Sibbers. Goes to her left, off to Erspamer. Switch to Parr. Trying to clear out. Looking for Bailey. There's a spin move. Good defense. Backdoor cut by Bailey. And Chautauqua goes ahead. Christensen to Bailey. Bloomer does not have an answer for that. Inside now to Sam Meyer. To the elbow. Back outside to Megan Sivers. Sivers to the basket. Up and in. Determined drive by Megan Sivers as she gets her first two-pointer of the game. And Bloomer has the lead, 37-36. Bailey, ball is stolen by Crystal Parr. Out in front. Oh! And in the scramble after the loose ball, Ellie Bailey takes out two Bloomer players, and the ball is off of a Bloomer girl. Man, all the Chautauqua fans are laughing after they've been complaining. Bailey, a nice block on Crystal Parr to take her out. Christensen trying to isolate Megan Sivers. Takes the ball inside, passes it over to Bailey at the top of the free throw line. Bailey backs it out. Guarded tightly by Seibel. Ball is stolen by Homie. Stolen back again. But Sam Meyer picks it up. Back to Amber Homie. Great hustle by Sam Meyer to save that basketball. 37-36 Bloomer. Crystal Parr holds the ball out high. She takes a drive over to Amber Homie. Bloomer's going to slow this down. Inside to Sam Meyer. Crystal Parr to the basket on the layup. It's off. Oh, wide open layup, and Crystal Parr could not get it to drop. She hasn't missed a three-pointer, but she can't score that. Oh, Christensen with a good shot rolled in and out. Sam Meyer with the rebound. Crystal Parr brings it up, slowly working it up the floor. Back to Sivers, out high, over to Seibel, as Bloomer is trying to spread the floor to get all those Chautauqua girls up high as they bounce people off screens coming across the top to the ball. So it's 1:45 on the clock. Bloomer will take their third timeout. Boy, the tension is building in this building as both Chautauqua and Bloomer blew golden opportunities to answer back. Crystal Parr missing the layup, and Nicole Christensen with a little runner off to the left from about 6 feet, and it went in and out. Sam Meyer was able to gather that ball in, and Bloomer is going to spread the floor looking for some cuts. That's what they just did with Crystal Parr as the ball was entered on the high post to Samantha Meyer. Crystal Parr broke free in a backdoor cut but could not convert. So that's what we should be looking for here with 1:45 to go on the clock. Chautauqua only has three team fouls, so they can be very aggressive here as well, just not with Christensen. Into Samantha Meyer. She holds the ball up top. Tipped that time by Homie. The ball is thrown out high. Saved by Seibel. Oh, Sibley steps on the half-court line. And it is a turnover. Chautauqua gets the ball back with 1:34 on the clock. Amber Homie threw that ball out of the middle in the double team, and it just went well over Seibel's head. Into Christensen. Christensen hounded by Sivers. Sivers reaches. Silly foul by Megan Sivers. And she reached on the drive right in front of the official. That'll be her fourth foul. Nicole Christensen will be at the line with a 1-1. 1:29 on the clock. 37-36 Bloomer. We have a whistle. No, we have a delayed sub coming in. So Christensen, big free throw here. Ball is up and off. Rebounded by Kelsey Seibel. Bloomer will bring the ball up the floor. 1:20 on the clock in the fourth quarter. We got a foul. Erstheimer picks up the foul. Part of that is strategy, as they need to get to the 1-1. That is only the fourth team foul. They still have two more fouls to give. They don't want to be caught with no time to foul and put Bloomer on the line near the end of the game here. So we got a timeout by Chautauqua. They will take their fourth timeout. They have one remaining. 1:20 on the clock. The score is 37-36. Bloomer up by one. Bloomer will probably go back to that strategy, trying to isolate someone up high, Sam Meyer, who is being guarded by Sanders. Sanders can't match Samantha for foot speed. So Sam can break to the high post to get that entry pass and then try to make something happen off that. She got the ball into Amber Homey, but Amber was double-teamed when she threw that ball wildly out to Seibel. So Bloomer has to be careful about picking its spots here. Bloomer will inbound, thrown in long into the backcourt for Samantha Meyer. Back to Crystal Parr. Crystal brings it up. She's got Erstamer guarding her tightly. Over to Sibbers. Sibbers guarded by Christensen. Back up top to Amber Homey. Over to Parr. Parr dribbles to the wing. Back out top to Homey. Homey dribbles it. Passes over to Seibel. Seibel into Myers. Back out top. Parr, 55 seconds and counting. Over to Amber Homey. Fouled by Bailey. 51.8 seconds on the clock. That'll be the 15th foul. They've got one more foul to give before the bonus. Bailey will pick up her third foul. That's not an issue right now. Bloomer will throw the ball inbounds. Coming into Sam Meyer, into the backcourt. Sam into Homey, off to... No, that was a foul they didn't necessarily want to give by Bailey right away, with all the other girls on the floor who could pick that one up. So Bailey will pick up her fourth. Now Christensen and Bailey have four, but Bloomer is in the bonus with 47.8 seconds left to go. Passes in the backcourt to Samantha Meyer. We have a foul by Erstamer, which is going to send Parr to the line with a 1-1. 44.9 seconds. I don't know if that was Coach Killerman's strategy. Looks like with his hands on head, I don't think it was. As Erstamer pushed Parr in the back and sends Bloomer's best free throw shooter to the line. 1-1 for Crystal Parr. First shot up. And good. 38-36, Bloomer. Crystal Parr now has 15 on the night. Make that 17. Second shot, up and good as well. Nothing but net. 39-36, three-point lead. 40 seconds and counting. Nicole Christensen brings the ball up the floor. They still have time to get a good two-point look. They don't need the three right now. Erstamer up on top. There's a screen. Good defense by Crystal Parr. Out top to number 44. Samantha Meyer now back to Christensen. Into the corner by Soham. A three-pointer by Soham. Off. Rebounded by Crystal Parr. Crystal, not known for rebounding, brings the ball up court. She has got the ball, waiting to get fouled, but they're not going to foul her. 10 seconds. There's a foul by number 44. Sanders on Sam Meyer as Bloomer is able to run the ball down to 8.4 seconds. It'll still be a 1-1 as it is only the 8th team foul on Chautauqua. Sam Meyer hits one. This game is over. But if she misses the first, Chautauqua will have plenty of time to come down and get off a three-pointer. Crowd is holding his breath on the Bloomer side. Sam's up and short. Rebounded by Erstamer to Christensen. Timeout, last timeout for Chautauqua with 5.3 seconds left. Woo! Sam could not get that ball up over the rim, and it came off. Erstamer got it to Christensen. They got it to half court when they took the timeout. So 5.3. Expect Bloomer to come out in a man-to-man this time and to jump into any three-point shot they could possibly get their hands on. What a great game. Bloomer is playing extremely good defense in this fourth quarter. 39-36 lead after trailing by one at the end of the third period, 29-28. They have held Chautauqua to only 7 points. Look for Nicole Christensen or Ellie Bailey to take this shot. I'm sure that the coaches will put it in either one of their hands. Chautauqua sends out Erstamer. Solem, Ellie Bailey, and Nicole Christensen with Sanders throwing the ball inbounds. Bloomer counters with Sam Meyer on the inbounds pass and her great jumping ability, trying to influence that. Sanders looking for an inbounds pass. Inside, it's bobbled, picked up by Bloomer. Seibel is going to dribble off the time, and Bloomer wins! 39-36 as Erstwimmer could not handle the inbounds pass. It was picked up by Bloomer, and Bloomer comes away with a hard-fought victory, and Shatek takes their first loss of the season. Bloomer now moves back into a first-place tie with Shatek in the heart of the North, as these are definitely the two most dynamic teams in the conference. This is going to make the January and February battles so much more enjoyable from a fan standpoint, as the next meeting up in Shatek should be a barn burner, folks. I just cannot see Shatek being threatened by many teams along the way as they look for the Shatek-Bloomer matchup. If Bloomer starts shooting well, I would say the same thing about Bloomer. Well, Coach Wilson will take this any way he can get it. With a 45-40 hard-fought win over Barron last week, Bloomer will take this magnificent 39-36 win over undefeated Shatek and put it in the bank. Christmas has come early for Coach Wilson and the Bloomer Lady Hawks. Wow, give Crystal Park credit as she put up 4 3-pointers, 2 2-pointers, and 2 free throws for 18 points to lead the Hawks. Without her shooting tonight, it would have been a very long night indeed for the Lady Hawks. Balanced scoring the rest of the way for the Hawks. Sam Meyer had some key points at the end of the game, along with Jordan Olson, Megan Sibbers, Amber Homey, Crystal Seibel with a great defensive effort in the third and fourth quarter. What can I say? Nicole Christensen was absolutely fantastic for the Bulldogs as she put up 14 points of her own, but she created so many opportunities with her passing. Ellie Bailey was on the end of some of those as Bailey put up 8 points along with Allison Mattson, rather. Whew, what a game, what a game, what a game. I want to thank you for listening to tonight's broadcast. We are doing this unsponsored. If anybody would like to do that, we would be welcome. This is Steve Kruger saying, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast from West Wisconsin Sports, and good night.